what the area is. Hang on a second here.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Justin?
Hi, Charlie. Yeah, you are.
Hey, Justin, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, pretty good, man.
Awesome, awesome. You enjoy your weekend, Super Bowl Sunday, huh?
Yep.
Awesome. I know you were speaking with Tara, my mapping coordinator. She said you had some questions that you wanted to ask me before we go over some pricing here. What kind of in-depth questions did you have about the service here?
I was just kind of curious of how far, obviously we were talking about, you know, if you go into Google domain and or search engine rather and type in, you know, deck builder, deck contractor near me or whatever the keywords might be that they enter. I wasn't sure how far that reach pulled from like where their VPN was attached, if it was within, you know, 10 miles of them, or because we service the whole Treasure Valley, so it'd be nice to, obviously there's a lot of contractors that service the area.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people to choose from.
Right. Right.
But I just wasn't sure what that coverage looked like.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on what you're doing. So, if you're just doing like basic work, like just like a Google profile itself for the map section, that covers like a 10 to 15 mile radius. What we do is we have a bundled package to get you out into a 50 mile radius. And then we also have another bundle package that can get you into a 100 mile radius. It just depends on what areas you guys want to target specifically and how far you guys want to be found. Cause I understand there's cost in obviously going further and coming back as well. So if you're doing a 100 mile radius out, you're doing a 100 mile radius back in as well too. So,
For sure.
So what's more of like the mile radius you guys want to be found in?
I mean, we cover the Treasure Valley, so we're in Idaho, obviously, but based in Nampa, and out to Boise, up to Eagle, south to Kuna, and over to Caldwell. I mean, from Boise to Caldwell could be, I don't know, it's probably close to 50 miles, but we're kind of centralized in Nampa between the two, so.
Okay.
I'd say, I mean, out to Boise, I would say that there aren't many places that are past, you know, 25 or 30 miles.
Right.
That we usually cover, so.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, so if you're kind of centralized, the best thing is going to be like the 50 mile radius. It's custom to you guys as well. So if you guys want to, a lot of our customers, what they do is if they're more of like a smaller company to a small medium sized company, they'll really hit heavy with like a 25 to 30 mile radius. Once they start growing a little bit, they'll push it out to 50 miles, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. You're able to kind of maneuver within those mile radius what you want. Now when you're getting to like the 100 mile radius, that's when it costs extra because now you're pushing out. But with the 50 mile radius, what we do is we actually populate you to the first page. So we program you based off of keyword searches, phrases for the services you offer. Now we pair that up with a Facebook retargeting campaign. So anybody that searches your services on Google, we're retargeting them on Facebook. And now we can really pinpoint cities and zip codes that you guys want to target. If that's within Boise, Idaho, you know, maybe on the bigger side of Boise, Idaho, maybe they're doing, I know they're doing a lot of building out there.
It's a good time to be a builder.
Exactly. My fiance's boss actually just sold his company in California and moved to Boise, bought property and building his home from scratch. So he's like, I'm retiring, I'm out.
So, that's awesome.
That's where we'd be able to help you guys, especially, I mean, I know you guys are just building like crazy out there anyways. So that's where we'd be able to help you guys out. Now, this does come with obviously first page placements of Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, but the bulk of your customers is going to come from finding you guys on that first page of Google and your customers just clicking to contacting you directly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, price-wise for that, I know Tara put in a in-business credit here. You guys have been in business for less than a year?
Yeah, we just started up, started the year.
Okay.
I've been in the industry for 8 years. I was working with a company that we were had an agreement of working toward equity for everybody, and then some of the partnerships and relationships kind of started to decompose a little bit.
So, yeah.
Yeah. While we had a kind of, you know, professionalism still amongst them, most of us, we just decided to kind of branch out and split ways. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Been there, done that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. So, well, congratulations, you know, of going on your own and doing that. I know it's not easy. My dad's been business owner my whole life, so I understand the repercussions of just starting out. It could be a little hard.
Yeah.
So what Tara actually did was she gave you a new in business credit. So what that means is a reduced rate. So we help and work with a lot of startup companies. Typically, if you were to go to our website and purchase this bundle package, you would spend $599 month to month. With a $299 setup fee. With the new in business credit, it gives you a reduced rate all the way down to just $249 month to month. So it's saving you $350. There is a setup fee. It's not $299. It actually gives you a $200 discount. So it brings that $299 all the way down to just $99. So for us to build everything out for you, and then start programming you on the first page, and also to doing those retargeting campaigns, you're only paying a flat fee. So for the first month, it would be $348. And then month to month after that, it'd be $249. Now, you're not locked into a contract at all, Justin. And I get this question a lot, so I'm just going to answer it now. People ask me, like, well, how long does that promotion last for? Because there's a lot of companies out there that, you know, you sign up with them. They say, okay, well, you know, you get the discount for 3 months, and then it goes up to regular price. You are actually grandfathered in at the $249 price for the life of you being in service with us. So you would actually never pay the higher price of the $599. We don't get you excited about it. Start showing you the results, you're excited, and then we say, hey, it's time to pay the higher price, you'd always just stay at the $249, okay?
Mm-hmm. And is that that guarantees that the company pops up on that first page of the contacts for the life of that, or does over time, do we get bumped down into like a second priority as like new companies come in?
Good question. So for us, we actually work with one company per industry per area. So we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So there's only 40 of us here in the U.S. So what that means is we have to abide by Google's rules, and we can't work with everybody who's doing what you're doing. So once we actually fill this listing, we close the category out. That way you don't get what you just said. So some companies, you'll be up there for the first 2-3 months. They'll get another company to come on board with them as well. And now you'll see your listing start to rotate. Where with us, you would always be on that first page because we're just working with you at that point. Also too, with the Facebook retargeting campaigns, we allocate $100. So it's not that you'll have to set aside ad budget or anything like that. The $249 still covers that. We actually take $100 from there and we add it to your advertising budget. So you're never going to have to pay like, hey, I got to pay $249 month to month. What's my advertising budget going to be month to month as well for Facebook? It's always just going to be set at that flat rate. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have like, I see you have a website and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have our domain and stuff already purchased and set up, and I've got email registered and Perfect. So we got that all off of the ground.
Okay. Okay. So Justin, I mean, with this being an exclusive listing that we are filling today, I mean, I'm sure you see the value in it and wanting to take that listing so that way we can get you on that first page, right?
Yeah. I just want to make sure that, I'm not overbooking my, my overhead expenses is starting up and everything because we're working on selling. I got, set up with Angie List working with, leads and getting them kind of pushing stuff over.
How long have you been working with him?
We just got everything set up the last couple of weeks. So we've had a couple come through so far, but yeah, just a couple of weeks up to this point.
Okay. And then with the leads that are coming in, what do you like best about those?
Well, they're, smaller jobs, so we can kind of get in and get out and, obviously do a good high quality job, but at the same time get paid relatively quickly. And then, I'm going in today as another thing that we've got to do, but to get insured and bonded, and get my, contractor license and stuff all set up. And then once that's all set up, then we can, legally, do some of the bigger work that we're wanting to kind of tackle with the new construction of decks and patios and the like that. So,
So, I mean, like right now, you guys just doing like repairs or stuff?
That's what Angie's sending us over because they won't license, or promote any, obviously. Idaho is weird because anybody can be a contractor. Like I could go sit on the corner and, you know, say, I'm KH Construction and I'm a deck contractor. And legally we're supposed to display our RTE numbers, on everything, on all advertising that we do. But a lot of people don't have those and they just advertise work regardless. And so they kind of undercut a lot of the license and insured guys. And none of the labor crew over here like actually comes and like we can submit reports of those guys all day long, but the labor force never really comes out and enforces anything, so kind of frustrating a little bit. But
your point there as well, I mean, Google's going to want to see license or insurance if that's what it's required in the state of Idaho as well. So, and I want to be frank, this isn't like, you know, you guys set yourself up with Angie's and Angie's has a database of leads that they send over. And then you're able to text them or call them and see what kind of jobs they want. And then you can kind of facilitate, you know, where you can go from there. This is more of a process to set up for your company long term. So you would always have this. Now they would want to see it, but it does take 30 to 45 days to get all set up here. So, I mean, as of right now, obviously you told me that you're not licensed and insured yet. So, you obviously don't have your Google Business profile, correct?
I don't. I was trying to figure that out because I had thought that I had hold on, let me switch to this. I had thought that I
had like applied for it.
Yeah, but I don't know. To be honest, I've been applying for so many things that I have kind of gotten lost in like what has gone through and what.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from when you're like, you just opened up your business.
It's literally been a laundry list of things.
Could be overwhelming. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Let's see here. So, I mean, when I look your company up, let's see.
I think I have
HK. Yeah, this is HK. So I see HK Contractors, ACRH Company in Yellowstone Highway, Idaho Falls. But that's about it. That's coming up.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
You guys are KH, correct?
Yeah.
Because even when I see KH, you guys have a Facebook page of 1,000 followers,
yeah,
right? Yeah. So far, you guys haven't got your Google verification done, your Google listing. If you've reached out and submitted everything, what we can do is we can expedite that process. So that's what I was saying. This is it's a little bit of a process. Typically, if you're a business owner doing it yourself or somebody that's not a verified Google Premier Channel partner, it'll take anywhere from 3 to 6 months to get verified and on the first page. Sometimes customers have called us and said, hey, I need to get verified. I've been waiting 8 months and I haven't heard anything back yet. I was like, all right, let me help you out here. For us, it's 30 to 45 days. So we really can help you kind of take this pressure off of you so that way you don't have to worry about this side. And we can build this stuff out while you're worrying about getting all the stuff for Idaho, right? Your contractor's license, your insurance, everything like that. And we can kind of take this off your plate. That's basically what we're going to do. Because not only you have to get verified with Google, but then you have to start programming yourself and understanding keywords, key phrases, like what kind of locations of searches, everything like that. And here we can just take that off of you and save you so much time and energy of just having to deal with this stuff. And you wouldn't even have to really manage it. Now we do build you a custom tracking system as well. So you could see everything that's going on. So we actually give you locations of searches. We give you, you're able to see how well your Google business profile is being listed on that first page. Also too, we put it in one area for you. You're able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting directly from your Google business profile. And then also you're able to track your Facebook retargeting campaign. Now, this is customized to you at a level that you can always change this. So as of right now, if you're getting small jobs and you want to be in and out, we can target small jobs for right now. Right. Mm-hmm. As soon as you start getting bigger and you're like, hey, we want to start getting like to the building, the houses now and get new construction, we can start programming you for that and we can build upon it. This is real live time searches. I'm sure you've used Google before. So, you know, when you're looking for like a restaurant or a company or anything like that, you're calling them right then and there. And it's a higher quality conversion than it would be with what you're doing with Angie's. Not saying that you're not seeing success or anything like that. Yeah. Angie's is good. We have a lot of customers that utilize both. Mm-hmm. But what they do find is when they do utilize both, they actually end up either pausing or turning off their leads with Angie's because they don't want to go through that pay per lead type deal. And they just want, they're just getting the quality customers coming from Google.
Yeah.
And they don't have to deal with the hassle from like sitting there and texting everybody when a lead comes in. you're just answering your phone.
I completely hear you because, to be honest, I think we got, they had kind of a deal going where they were giving out $1,000 of lead credit for like $750 or something like that. So I think they're trying to kind of get people over onto their platform, but I figured as a startup, it kind of made sense just to obviously, I guess the vision for us is not to do the smaller jobs. It's more so because, I mean, what they're going to likely send over is, you know, a fence repair or, you know, my deck has rotted out and I need a joist repaired and a couple of boards or, you know, something like that, which we have no problem doing. But kind of our goal is to mainly do, you know, if somebody has a backyard that they want, you know, freshly rebuilt, we'll come, you know, tear everything out and build them a new deck or a patio and build them a retaining wall, or if they're along a green belt, give them a privacy screen or, you know, something like that where it's more of kind of a backyard transformation rather than just a facelift. So Angie, that's made sense.
More profitable, bigger jobs for you guys.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And Andy List, I think in my head, like you were saying, I was kind of seeing it more of a short-term thing of just kind of getting us jobs for the time being as I built out my, my calendar and schedule with jobs that, you know, I'm able to source myself. And then, as you know, the months kind of go along and I've built out my calendar on my own and I don't need, you know, supplemental stuff being pushed my way, I figured I would probably end up kind of turning Angie off, and just kind of being done with them. I was just kind of seeing them as like a rocket booster anyways. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a band-aid for right now. You're just kind of, you know, trying to start something just for the time being, which is great. The only thing is, I already know you have 8 years in business. I mean, 8 years in this field, and you do quality work.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you were telling me that you were in almost a partnership with your last company, and for some reason it failed, it just speaks to the quality. I mean, when I go to your Facebook page, I mean, I see stuff as well. So it's a slippery slope because I do this all the time with business owners, and they say they have Angie's, you know, either they're using it for a filler or they're, you know, they get their jobs through there, whatever it is. The only thing is this, is when you use Angie's and you start acquiring reviews, people are going there, they're leaving you reviews because they like the quality of work that you do, and you cancel Angie's, you lose those reviews because those are on Angie's platform. Now you have to start all over again, right?
Yeah.
Whereas on Google, when you have your reviews, that Google listing will stay with you for the life of you in business. If you're going to be in business till the day you kind of kick the bucket, that'll be with you as well. We do not ever take down anything. We don't keep that stuff. That's all yours. We build that out for you and we hand you the keys to it. The only thing that we're doing is facilitating you on that first page to get customers to contact you directly. Now, let's say you're on and popping, you're up and running, you guys are busy and you're like, hey, Charlie, I love this service. A lot of work has come through it, but I need it. Like, I'm booked out 6 months. I can't take anymore.
Good problem to have, right?
Yeah. You can always pause this, or if you're just like, hey, like, we're just getting so much work that we really don't want to be on the first page anymore. People can just look us up by our name. You can always cancel the service. The only thing that you're canceling at that point is us programming you to the first page, but everything else is built out for you. So people can still leave you reviews there. People can still look you up and everything like that. We never take anything down. So like I said, we're basically building everything out for you, but then at the same time, we're programming you. Once you kind of are like, hey, I'm good. And that's why these spots open up, right? Because when somebody has the ability to do that, they're like, hey, I'm good, I'm booked out. They end up just canceling the service because they have everything that they need at that point. And that's what these spots open up for. Yeah. So that's where we can help you. So that way this transition for this new year is everything gets done in one. It's not like, hey, I got this, now I have to go do this, and you're kind of churning down the laundry list. Your online presence is done at the time of you're getting verified with your insurance, with your bonding, with your licensing. Everything's coming together at once, so now you're just ready to rock and roll. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So, I mean, I know you're kind of – if I can help you out a little bit more, I know I put in the new in business credit for you. I have the ability to help you out just a little bit more, and I'd like to, because I understand where you're coming from, especially being a kid growing up with my dad in business. It was tough times being a kid, I will say. If I can make this a little more affordable for you, what I can do is I can waive the setup fee. So instead of you having to pay $350 today, what I can do is I can waive the setup fee for $290 for the $99, and I can just start you at your monthly rate at $249. Now, that's going to be the lowest that I can go. for that in the 50-mile radius, but mm-hmm. we would start that process for you and start getting everything going. I call this a steam engine training.
Yeah.
You know, you're barely just leaving the dock.
The train depot, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going slow, but as soon as those wheels start going and you're coming downhill, like, it's going to pick up. And in 30 to 45 days, you'll be on that first page. Everything will be kind of solid, especially right now where it's going to put you in March, where now the weather is starting to clear up, building is going to happen.
I was telling my wife because we were kind of joking around, like, end of 23, we were, you know, talking about how it would be kind of nice to just start the business start of the year. And originally, so I had planned of doing that, and then the guy that I was working with didn't have a ton of extra guys on his crew, so I, you know, was thinking of just being nice. Because like I was saying, this stuff was kind of getting a little decomposed, so I was already kind of, in my mind, thinking of an escape, you know. And so we were talking about it and, you know, saying start of the year would be nice to start the business because, like you're saying, if I can get it up and running before, you know, March comes around and everyone's, you know, the weather's turning and they're like, I need to get this stuff done or I need to get that stuff done. Like, that's kind of when everybody starts kind of, for whatever reason, flipping into the mindset of, I need to get all my stuff fixed before the summer comes. So.
Exactly. Well, everybody wants it because the summer is nice. I mean, especially in Idaho. I've been there multiple times. I have family that lives out there. And everybody wants to be outside. You know, they're going to have barbecues. Yeah. They're going to have parties. Right. They're going to have get-togethers. I mean, they want that stuff, especially in March, April, May. They want that stuff to be built out. So by June, July 4th, right? July, August, they're out there. Right. They're like, oh, check out my new patio. And I'm telling you, Justin, that's just going to snowball. Yeah. Oh, who did your patio? Oh, who did this for you guys? Oh, it was KH, you know? Call Justin. Here you go. Look him up on Google. He's got a Google business page. We give him a 5-star review. I'm telling you, it snowballs. That steam engine gets pretty quick. So what I can do is, like I said, I can help you out and I can waive that setup fee. What I would do is I just create your account here. I'm going to send it over to my tech team. I want to stay on the phone with you as well for the process of the payment because I'm going to send everything over to you in writing with your receipt, your invoice. That way you have that because this is a tax write-off. Okay. 100%.
Right.
So I want to make sure that you have everything so that way if there's any discrepancies, you can let me know and I can fix it right here on the phone call with you. I will set an onboarding call with my tech team. If you have time later on today that fits their schedule as well, cool. I can set it. If you would want me to do it tomorrow for you, I can set that as well. But I do recommend doing that in 24 hours. Just because I want to make sure that you're populating or getting programmed on that, you know, Google for the services that you provide. So like I said, if you want to do small jobs right now, let's hit the small jobs, but communication is big with us both ways, right?
Yeah.
For you and then for us. So if we can't read your mind, so if you're like, hey, I'm ready to rock and roll, like, let's give me the big jobs and make sure you tell us because I don't want you to be like, hey, how come I'm not getting any big jobs and I'm being populated for repairs still? I don't want that to happen. Right. So it's all just communication here, okay?
Cool.
Awesome. Now we're going to send you out a PIN verification. That's going to come via, mail. So that's why it takes the 30 to 45 days because it comes snail mail for you. What's the address that you want me to send that to?
611. East Roosevelt Avenue. East is important because I think there's also a west and stuff gets sent here.
Okay.
All the time. So East Roosevelt Avenue, Nampa, Idaho, 83686.
Okay, Roosevelt Avenue, Nampa. Perfect. East is important, making sure that's in there. And then it was 83686, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to put your guys' website here. Is it the www.kinghiggconstruction.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
King Higgins Construction. Yeah.
King Higgins Construction. Okay. And I'm guessing your last name is Higgins?
Yeah, that was my original last name, and when we got married, we took both my wife's and my last name, so we're hyphenating it, so King-Higgins.
Okay, okay. So is your last name King or Higgins? Which one did you hyphen?
My last name was Higgins, but my wife was King, so we hyphened them, and it conveniently worked out. It wasn't me trying to be loyal to you saying that I'm a king.
I would have never guessed, but yeah, that's actually pretty cool. I never thought about that. My fiance wants to do the same thing. She's like, I want to hyphenate my last name. I'm like, okay, but I never thought for me to do that too. If I do that, my name is gonna be even longer than what it already is. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need one
now,
of those.
Both of our parents and families were divorced, so we figured it would be fitting to kind of take on a new last name and a new legacy. So.
Okay. Yeah. No, that is pretty cool. I do like that. But my fiance's last name is Serrano, and then my last name is Mollenkamp. So my last name is already 10 letters. It would be 20 letters with my name. They're like, we can only put your first name on here. Yeah. For the email address that you want me to send everything over to you, what's a good email address for you for us to communicate with you on?
Justin@kinghigginsconstruction.com. That's the business email.
Okay. And then kinghigginsconstruction.com, correct?
Yep.
Perfect.
I know that's a little bit long because we're technically KH Construction, but I couldn't get that domain, so.
Yeah, but it makes sense, the KH. I know a lot of business owners, and it seems like every time they have a business name, it's sentimental to them. So whether it has to do with them and their brothers, or they have daughters, or, you know, in your case, you and your wife. So I always ask what the letters stand for, because it usually is something of value to you guys, which is pretty cool. I know my dad, he's always doing something. We actually built, he lives in Washington, so not too far from you. And he has 2 acres, and on the back property of his acreage, we built a dog park, like a private dog park. And we named it Sammy Safe Spot because his dog's name is Sammy. So, and we like engraved her face on the sign. We did it all by hand. It was crazy. It's all woodwork that we did all by hand. He sketched it out, and so I'm always always got to ask, because it's pretty cool where the names come from.
That's awesome. Right on.
Okay. So
Washington, does he live in?
He lives in Puyallup. I don't know if you're familiar with that area.
Yeah.
I love that area. It's growing very quickly, but it still has that nature feeling to it. He's got like massive trees that he'll just have. Like, we were doing a bonfire at his house not too long ago, and I hear like noise behind me. Well, he has a full on like 8-foot grapevine, and I like shine the flashlight, and I don't know, maybe like 10 feet away, the deer is just looking at me, just eating the grapes. I'm like, you don't get that anywhere else. I'm like, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
All right, what Justin, go ahead.
Well, no, you're good. Go for it.
No, one of your what?
Well, I was just going to say, one of my buddies lives up in Spokane, and they're similar. They've got some acreage, and then they back to like public land, so they'll literally hunt off of their back deck. They'll just Like last time we were up there, they had a big old tom turkey come in, and they just
shot it.
Yeah, well, I got dinner. I'm like, dude, what?
That's crazy. See, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, my uncle lives in, he has a house in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And we went up there 1 year for 4th of July. And all my uncles, he's like, all right, let's go to my buddy's house. I don't know how big his buddy's acreage was, but we basically went to his backyard and everybody brought out their shotguns and they were just, we just started skeet shooting right on their deal. And I'm like, I can't do that anywhere else. You're getting the cops called on you for sure, especially here in California.
Yeah, right.
All right, so I have everything here with your Google Business Profile set up. We're going to send it out to that address. But I want to make sure the services that you guys are providing, I want to make sure that I get those correct. So what services are you guys doing right now that you want to be programmed for?
Our website kind of highlights it a little bit, but decks, patios, and pergolas are kind of our main, main points, I guess, if you will. And then kind of sub points are fences, privacy screens, and retaining walls. But that, I think, kind of covers the broad aspect of it. We do fire pits. I don't know. I mean, it's anything backyard, landscape, backyard,
related.
Or outdoor entertainment. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put that too. Outdoor entertainment is good for backyards.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want to make sure I put that in there. And I'll skim your website as well and just make sure I'll read through. I want to put as heavy detailed notes for my tech team to give you a call as well. Get everything on there. If you have everything, they're going to verify, but if you have anything that you want to add on, let them know. And, they'll happily put that on for you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So for the, securing the listing here, are you going to put this on a business credit card? Are you going to put it on a personal card?
Yeah, I have a personal card.
Okay. Does it just say Justin Higgins on it, or is it kind of Justin?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yep.
Does it have a middle initial or no?
No middle initial.
Okay. So Justin Higgins. Hold on. What was the address again? I'm sorry.
611
East Roosevelt,
Avenue, Nampa, Idaho.
Okay, and that's the billing address as well, correct?
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And it's a MasterCard.
Okay, give me one sec here. That's weird. All right. Oh, there it goes. Okay. For some reason, I wasn't taking the address. I'm like, it's a real address here. It's populating. Okay, but you said MasterCard?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
53-92-7700-1097-4635.
Okay.
The expiration is 227.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
Is 621.
Okay. Can I read this card number to you just to verify and make sure? Okay. I got 5392-7700-1097-4635.
Yep. Looks good
to me. And then I got February 2020, 2027. 26 to, yeah, 2027.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Monday. I got to get more coffee here.
I hear you.
So what I'm going to do here, I'm not going to make any purchases yet. Like I said, I want to make sure everything is correct here and get sent to you in text messages and emails. But what I'm going to do, excuse me, is I'm going to set up a security question for you, Justin. So here at Local Splash, we never share or sell any of your information, and we want to be sure we're always talking to you. So it's very important, and I say this jokingly, but at the same time, it is important. Please do not forget your security question. This is going to unlock your account. That way, we always know we're talking to you. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
I'll just do city or born in.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
That's just Nampa. I've never moved, man.
Wow. Nampa. Okay. Always been there, huh?
Yeah, born and raised.
I love it. It's funny, my dad was one of six boys in California, and they all moved out of California. Not one of them stayed. Everybody's gone. They're like, we're out.
Okay,
we,
so,
I am.
So, yeah. So you're soon to follow, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm leaving.
No, California is going to be on the mend. I believe it.
Yeah. It's a mass exodus right now, so we'll see what happens. So what I'm going to do here, Justin, is this is just an added protection for you. I'm going to send this over to you in writing, okay? But I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. This is for your records as well. It's just to outline the service agreement. It's also going to state the 249, and obviously a waived the setup fee for you, so I want to be sure that that's in there as well. And then it's also, I'm going to also walk through is if you ever wanted to pause or cancel, I'm going to give you the customer service phone number for you to do that as well. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. I'm just going to walk you through this. If you have any questions, just let me know. And then, I'll rephrase it for you as well. Okay. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
KH Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Justin King Higgins, and owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you're the authorized user on the billing account, right?
Yes.
Okay. Justin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, Napa, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper? I want to give you our customer service phone number. This is going to be where my tech team is going to give you a call. Yeah, I am going to email it to you as well. So.
Oh, here's a pen right here. Okay.
Perfect. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225, and that's our customer service line, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which really is just the term because I waived your account setup today, will be charged today. Yeah, no problem. Today is February 12th in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, Your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment, okay? Now, Justin, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. That way you're not charged for the next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. What's a good, do you want to do the onboarding call today or are you kind of tied up later on today? Cause I have some open spots that I can kind of get everything done today, but if you want to wait till tomorrow, that's fine.
I've got a meeting at 3 o'clock. So what is that? 2 o'clock your time? That's every time?
Yes. I have so 1 o'clock. Okay, I have 1 o'clock, which is 2 o'clock your time. I have an 11 o'clock, which is 12 o'clock your time. I have 10 o'clock, which is 11 o'clock your time. Whatever you would like, I have that available for you. Do you want to do one?
How long does it take?
It usually takes anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. So, I mean, if I do it at 1 and you want to do it at 2, but they will... So they'll call you like around 2:15. Typically, that's how it works. And then from there, go ahead.
Did you say you had an opening like 12 your time? So 1.
I have an opening at 11 my time, which would be 12 your time.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just do that. Okay. That way we don't feel backed against me having to rush out if it runs long or something.
Okay, for sure. So let me do that. I will say everything went through on my end, so I want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here, so if you ever need anything, like I stated before, let us know. Call us.
Okay.
Tell us, hey, I'd like to start these services. Can we start programming me for this? I am going to let them know your situation, where you're at. So we're going to start building this stuff out for you. Be on the lookout for that PIN verification, because once you have that, that's going to be where we'll be able to do the walkthrough with you and get you verified with Google. All right.
Sure.
That's going to probably be the most tedious part of this. After that's done, you'll never have to go through that again. Okay. But my tech team is here to walk you through all of it.
Okay. You might cover this in advance, but what does it look like in terms of getting you guys the information and stuff for the licensing and bonding and all that? Or is that even required?
It is. So if you don't have it at the time of getting verified, what they'll do is
which is when the PIN comes. Is that right?
When the PIN comes, that's when we can start that process. Yeah. So usually
that's the verification. Okay.
Yeah. Usually that's within a week, 2 weeks, depending on what it is.
Okay.
Now, if you don't have that right then and there, there's other ways to get you verified. So there'll probably be a video verification that we'll have to do that my tech team will walk you through. And it's just letting Google know, like, hey, he's literally just started last month. He's getting everything. We're working on everything to get the license insurance. He just wants to get verified on Google. So they're just going to probably say like, okay, well, you know, send me a picture of your truck. Show me that like you're a legitimate company. You're not just a guy that's trying to pretend you're a construction company out there.
For sure.
So that's what they're going to do. And like I said, my tech team is going to walk you through that whole process and handhold you. So that way there's no hiccups within the first 30 to 45 days. We can get that up and running and help you out on that. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. I just sent you a couple emails. I also sent you an email with your invoice.
Yep.
I also sent you a couple text messages. I don't mean to bombard you, but I did. You do have some welcome text messages that came through your phone. I need one of them. So it should say here, should be the, I think it's the first one that got sent out to you. and it'll read, Justin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here, and I'll say my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. Click that. That's just our terms and agreement. So it's going to take you to our terms and agreement. That's the service agreement that I read off to you. It has everything in there that we went over. On the bottom, it has two checkboxes, SMSs, in case you don't answer, we'll send you updates as well. And then you are the card authorization holder. And then you're going to type your name in the box and then hit confirm signature. Once you do that, it's going to take you to a login form. And it's going to have a username and password from Local Splash. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, on the login screen.
Okay, so you're there on the login screen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't do anything there. My tech team is going to give you the username and password. They're going to build that out for you. So at your 11 a.m., 12 a.m., 12 p.m. your time, they're going to go over that with you and give it your credentials for that. They're going to build that out. They're also going to walk you through and show you everything as well. It's like, hey, this is what you can see here. Very easy to navigate. All the tabs at the top, you'll be able to see, you know, like I told you before, clicks, calls, everything like that, okay?
Cool.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to get started on this so that way we can be at that meeting in a couple of hours for you. Do you have any questions for me, Justin?
I don't think so. I think they're looking pretty good.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll give you a call here in the couple hours, and then we'll do the onboarding call, and we'll get rocking and rolling with you very shortly, okay?
Cool. Sweet. Thanks, Charlie.
All right, Justin. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.